damage, whether from high winds or storm surges. Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood is asking a court to void provisions in the policy that attempt to deny coverage for losses or damage caused by water, whether wind-driven or not. President Bush approved the closing of 22 major military bases and reconfiguring 33 others, leaving their fate to Congress. The president had until September 23rd to either accept the report from an independent commission and send it to Congress or return it to the commission for further work. The report will become final in 45 days unless Congress acts to reject it in full. If the report was submitted to the president last Friday, the commission said its recommendations will result in an annual savings of $4.2 billion. Our government is stockpiling vaccine against the possible future outbreak of bird flu. Officials are buying $100 million worth of new vaccine that promises to protect against the flu. The contract with a French vaccine maker marks a major upscale in U.S. preparation for the possibility that the virus could spark an influenza pandemic. The Guantanamo Bay hunger strike expands. The hunger strike at the U.S. prison for terror suspects has grown to its largest point since detainees began their latest protest more than 1 month ago. 11 detainees joined the protest overnight, bringing the total to 131. Thus far, 21 of the striking prisoners were hospitalized in stable condition at the prison medical clinic, including 20 who were being tube-fed. The military considers a hunger strike to be a form of suicide and said that one prisoner was restrained after he resisted having a feeding tube inserted. A bipartisan panel will investigate the events surrounding Hurricane Katrina. Republicans pushed the measure through on a mostly partisan vote of 224 to 188. The bipartisan panel will have a Republican majority, and the Democrats renewed their warnings that they will boycott the committee. Republicans said it is their responsibility to scrutinize the government they run. Democrats have been pushing for an independent commission, much like the one that investigated the September 11th attacks. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I knew it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Ha, take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Yeah, never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
The Al Franken Show.
Yes. I believe in doctors.
I think urgent care is really the most beautiful word.
Jim Henson died of this infection that took over his body and just didn't go to the doctor.
Is that a new mold?
It's circular and irregularly shaped.
Irregularly shaped.
Al Franken.
We're on radio and they don't know that you're joking.
And Catherine Lanfer.
Thanks for pointing it out.
Yeah.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Mobile homes and supply them with basic services as close to construction areas as possible.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good thing, huh? Did you watch it? Sure you did. Kathy watched it. I was rocking the baby to sleep. But I did see the beginning part of it. He came strolling across part of Jackson Square, I guess it was Jackson Square, that's still not underwater. His rolled-up sleeves, that's his new uniform. You know, it's not a flight suit. It's not a cowboy outfit. Faded blue jeans. You know, it's rolled-up shirt sleeves. So there he is in a baby blue rolled-up shirt sleeve shirt, and you could still see you could almost smell the formaldehyde on the shirt. You know, the formaldehyde that usually goes as a preservative to when clothes are shipped from China to the United States, right? And that's why you should, you know, when you buy clothes, you should take them home and wash them before you wear them the first time. But there he is in this shirt that looks like it just came out of the plastic wrap. And I swear to God, it smells like the inside of Macy's men's department. Ooh. But anyway, we were supposed to look at that and go, oh, there he is. His sleeves are rolled up and there's no tie. That's our boy. This guy really likes dressing up, doesn't he? You know what he did today? He gave his little speech tonight, but you know what he did when he went to New Orleans today? They flew him to New Orleans in Mississippi, flew him back to the Gulf Coast. As Maureen Dowd said, you know, he's still looking for his bullhorn moment. It ain't going to happen. It's gone, George. You're toast. You know you're toast. Rove knows you're toast. Look at some of the online polls. Look at some of the polls conducted by legitimate polling organizations. See if you can hang on, George, but you're going down. Your whole administration's going down, and you're taking the Republican thugs with you, which is good news, America. But you know what he did today? First place he went when he hit the Gulf Coast again? Chevron! That's right! He went to Chevron Refinery in Pascagoula, Mississippi. There he is. Hi, I'm the president. I'm here to make sure everything's okay. How you doing, boys? How's the gasoline and oil and... Ooh, that smells good. God, I love the smell of napalm. No. God, I love the smell of all those chemicals that go into refining gasoline. Hey, how do you like my new blue shirt? Come over here real quick, close here and take a sniff. It smells a little bit like formaldehyde, doesn't it? Like downtown Macy's store? This was a Rove production start to finish. You know it. I know it. It was total bull squeeze. Bush. Sid emailed in, Mike, and watching Bush's speech on the rebuilding New Orleans, I think I see what motivates him. He really does see things through rose-colored glasses, and in an ironic twist, almost could be singing Imagine, except with some warped twist that includes a lot of military and death. Bush would have no way of really connecting with the reality of life in the United States as he has been so drastically overprivileged. Living conditions on the ground of the United States can be shocking for people raised in the so-called middle class, so you can imagine what it is for someone who really is born with a silver foot in their mouth. No, a silver spoon in their mouth. Bush actually sees poor people coming back to New Orleans and buying their homes instead of renting. Buying with what? He didn't say. Their good looks? This way of looking at things could account as to why, with bodies exploding in midair in Iraq, Bush sees glorious progress. Yeah, I hear you. And Robin emailed in. I'm sure you watched De Furious little fireside floodside chat this evening with a Pepto-Bismol IV. Out of all the pap and blather, did you happen to notice him telling a local union outside New Orleans today to jump into the fray? For me, that was when the screaming started. Most of America saw that and said, "See, Mavis, dear leader, don't hate them unions. He's reaching out to them." Most Americans, of course, didn't know, as do at least your listeners, that he's already slit the union's throats with his nasty little prevailing wage exemption, you know, Davis-Bacon. He's got some nerve, that Bush, some nerve, especially since he started his day on the Gulf Coast with a photo op at a Chevron refinery. Man, that's brass. Yeah, Robin, I hear you. You want to comment on this? All right, we will take some phone calls real quick, but just let me do this first. This is my feelings about this speech are contained very neatly in Bill Maher's closing bit the other night. Who sent this to me? Somebody sent this to me. Nancy or somebody? This is what Bill Maher said the other night at the end of his program. "Mr. President, this job can't be fun for you anymore. There's no more money to spend. You used up all of that. You can't start another war because you used up the army. And now, darn the luck, the rest of your term has become the Bush family nightmare, helping poor people. Listen to your mom. The cupboard's bare, the credit card's maxed out, no one's speaking to you. Mission accomplished. Now it's time to do what you've always done best. Lose interest and walk away like you did with your military service and the oil company and the baseball team. It's time to move on and try the next fantasy job. How about cowboy or spaceman? Now, I know what you're saying. There's so many other things that you as president could involve yourself in. Please don't. I know. There's a lot left to do. There's a war with Venezuela. There's eliminating the sales tax on yachts. There's turning the space program over to the church and Social Security to Fannie Mae. Oh, and giving embryos the vote. But, sir, none of that's going to happen now. Why? Because you govern like Billy Joel drives. You've performed so poorly, I'm surprised you haven't given yourself a medal. You're a catastrophe that walks like a man. Herbert Hoover was a crappy president, but even he never conceded an entire city to rising water and snakes. On your watch, we've lost almost all of our allies, the surplus, four airliners, two trade centers, a piece of the Pentagon, and the city of New Orleans. Maybe you're just lucky. I'm not saying you don't love the country. I'm just wondering how much worse it could be if you were on the other side. So, yes, God does speak to you. What he's saying is, take a hint. Bill Maher, apparently. I'm trusting the people that sent this to me. I didn't see the program. I agree with that. Let's do some phone calls real quick, something new and different tonight, okay? Let's start with Gene in Los Angeles. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Gene.
So I first have to tell you that I've been listening to you since you've been on, and I admire your cojones tremendously. No, that's one of the things that inspired me to call tonight. I'm in Los Angeles. We don't get you until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, really?
It's only 7:13, 14 my time here.
Right.
So here's what's happening on the, quote, progressive affiliate here in L.A. To the programming that's coming on to the, quote, Air America feed. We have this guy named Johnny Wendell who purported to be in for Randy Rhoads all week, which was not the streaming feed from Air America. And tonight after the George Bush speech, he did a complete Karl Rove.
Like
he started soft pedaling and saying all the great things about how the speech was and all this, and I'm thinking, okay, this is Clear Channel starting to like pump in tablum into the speakers.
Right.
You know, so I couldn't believe it. I called in to the New York number, and you know, I didn't make it in time to like. Before I got bumped at the end of...
Now, this guy was on KTLK?
Yes.
And his name is what?
Johnny Wendell.
Johnny Wendell?
Yeah, and he's been saying, now listen to this, he's been saying all week, Johnny Wendell in for Randy Rhoads this week, who's vacationing, blah, 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 blah. And, it, I mean, they have decided locally to take local programming and claim that it was, like, authorized Randy Rhoads substitute programming and put it up here locally.
Well, that's nonsense, isn't it, Kathy? I mean, I substituted for Randy one day. Laura Flanagan did, or Laura Flanders did another day.
But and, you know,
hey, hold on a second. We got to do a break. I'll come right back.
All right, please.
Hold
do.
On. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, I'm long tall Texan. I invoke justice for the law. And me, let's say, oh, Lord, is you the law? You rise from Texas, for the law. Well, I'm a law.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas' five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase the strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on, get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-41-GO-NOW. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on this trip. Call 866-41-GO-NOW. That's 866-41-GO-NOW.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me to support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
If you live in Connecticut, Oregon, or Minnesota, please do not call, as your state bans you from receiving profitable home-based internet businesses like the one offered in the following message.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-600-0562. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway. a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-600-0562. That's 1-800-600-0562.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
The hour, we're talking with Gene in Los Angeles. As far as this person substituting for Randy, what you got to understand, Gene, this happens with a lot of the Air America affiliates around the country. When one of our regular people are off, sick, vacation, traveling, what have you, the local station could put anybody in there they wanted to, and KTLK is a clear channel station. So I guess they saw a hole and plugged it with the usual BS that they put out on most of their stations. Well, that's the best I can come up with, pal.
No, I know. I think that's exactly what happened. But they put in a sheep in wolf's clothing, meaning that Johnny Wendell was this guy who was like only on weekends here,
right.
And he was only, you know, and he was pretty like edgy, you know, and pretty good. And then tonight, after President Bush's speech, it's like Clear Channel turned their knob up to 9.5. And suddenly he, like, rolled over. It sounded like he was scripted by Karl Rove. It was just, I mean, I just started foaming at the mouth listening to it.
Well, isn't that true, though, with, you know, somebody sent me an email and said ABC's Ted Koppel got together a bunch of House Negroes tonight who sat around after Bush's speech, and Ted Koppel interviewed each one of these good House Negroes and said, well, how do you like this there, brother Negro? And what he got back was all kinds of praise for Bush. So, you know, it's a very easy thing to do. You can find white people, black people, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, Jesus. Don't forget we have something in this country called log cabin Republicans. You can find people all over the place who will do whatever whatever they do is against their best interest, but for some reason they are just brainwashed or brain dead into doing it. So I'm not surprised that this guy on KTLK was doing what you're saying he's doing.
Well, and the sad part is that he was getting a lot of callers who were calling in and saying, you know, who were just as rabidly upset about the, you know, completely fictitious speech that we just witnessed. That you know, it was a total charade, and anybody with a brain could see that. And he was like, and everybody was calling in responding to that and telling him that. He goes, no, I want to talk to some people that want to give this guy a chance, that want to, you know.
Want to give Bush a chance?
I don't know. He was like trying to like get callers to support. I'm telling you, there's something hinky going on here with this Clear Channel station in my market. And it really steams me because, you know, if I could have a streaming computer with me all the time, I would take your guys' feed because I'd much rather have
right.
it before 10 o'clock at night.
Right, right.
But I mean, you know, we get everybody from Randy, Sam and Janine and you, we get you delayed hours. So, you know, it's, and then now I know that I see there's some tampering going on here, and it just steams me because it's like so typical of what they do.
I know, I hear you. And Gene, I don't think there's anything we can do about it. Someday, maybe, you know, this network is only, what, 14 months old, about 18 months old. When this network has a few gray hairs and a couple of wrinkles, I think we'll be a lot stronger. And we won't have to put up with this kind of crap. You know, the best we can do right now is what is occurring, and it with the network, and we're doing fine. But we still are subject to this kind of tampering that you're talking about. And there's not a whole lot we can do about it. But listen, Gene, let me move on. I appreciate what you had to say. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye, Mike.
Bye, bye. Let me see. Who else we got here? Myron is calling from Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing also, Mike.
All right.
You know what, Mike?
What?
One thing that angers me the most, man, when someone insults my intelligence.
Well, oh, God. Well, you can't. Man, how do you exist in Bush's America, then?
Okay, exactly.
Oh, God.
You know, man, this man actually think that that the majority of the true positive thinking American people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because he is, and his whole damn family is, and his mama and his aunties and his daddy and his grandpappy, they were all stupid and rich and wealthy, and I guess they figure, you know, we're like them on that level. We're not like them because they look down on us. They look down on black folk and white folk pretty much equally.
Right. You notice, Mike, every time this rambler always get up and speak, you notice every time he does his speeches that he always throw in terrorism. You ever notice that?
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, a hit dog will holler, won't it?
That's right. That's right.
I tell you, man, I just hope that more of American people, you know, the ones who not a truth seeker like us, would really wake up and get the wax out their ears and get the cotton out their eyes, man, and just really see what's going on, man.
I hope so.
Okay, Mike.
All right, thanks, Myron. I appreciate
you. Okay, man, you're very encouraged, brother.
Well, thank you. You have a nice evening.
Okay, man, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's one thing about talking from people in the South that you don't hear from talking with people in the North. People in the North would never say, well, you know, a whipped dog yelps. Or is that what Myron said? A whipped, or that, what's that other one? I don't have a dog in that hunt. Or something like that. Damn, I'm just not doing very good with Southernisms tonight. I feel divorced from all reality. I'm just kind of floating, right? Aren't you? Come on, admit it. You're just floating. Wait till I get to the part of the program tonight about the pigs eating corpses. Oh, you're going to love that.
Texas. I come from Texas. Texas. Texas.
The new Prime Minister of India is, no. Mass destruction. Mass.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, ESTER-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested for my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered a lot because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or on the web at redcross.org. Your donation can help save lives right now, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or click on the Red Cross icon on our homepage at airamericaradio.com.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
While the Bush administration may be very good at playing politics, they have no clue how to govern.
It's evil, Riley. That we have to find out, you know, that it has to come to this.
At the cost of lives, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's here, whether it's the corporate scandals that have rocked Wall Street over the last few years, you put all this together and you see a government that, again, likes to play politics.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
We got to solve problems. We're problem solvers.
Jim, 26 before the hour. Now, before we get too far into the sound bites and your phone calls, let's start with the Raw story, rawstory.com. FEMA and apparently the governor of Louisiana have outsourced the Katrina body count to a firm implicated in body dumping scandals. So this is the funeral gate thing where Bush committed perjury when he was governor of Texas. But because there was no oral sex involved in the perjury, it was not prosecutable, I guess. You know, and besides, Bush is a Republican, so he's allowed to commit perjury. But FEMA has hired Kenyon International to set up a mobile morgue for handling bodies in Baton Rouge following Hurricane Katrina. Now, Kenyon is a subsidiary of SCI, Service Corporation International, a Texas-based company operated by a friend of the Bush family. And recently, SCI subsidiaries have been implicated in illegally discarding and desecrating corpses. Right? FEMA and Governor Blanco have outsourced the body count from Hurricane Katrina to a firm whose parent company is known by its experience at hiding and dumping bodies. Now, there's a case, the Menorah Gardens Cemetery chain, owned by SCI, desecrated vaults, removed hundreds of bodies from two cemeteries in Florida, and dumped the remains in the woods frequented by wild hogs. Now, let me give you an example. This is this is from Miami Herald, March 2nd, 2002. Menorah Gardens and Funeral Chapels already taken to court over horrific allegations at cemeteries in Broward and Palm Beach counties, gained a new and formidable legal opponent Friday, the state of Florida. The Attorney General's office, this was Bob Butterworth, who was, wasn't he a Democrat? Maybe he wasn't. The Attorney General's office, along with two state agencies that regulate funeral homes and cemeteries, sued Menorah Gardens and its Texas-based parent company, SCI, in Palm Beach Circuit Court. The state wants to stop Menorah Gardens from running two cemeteries and asked for a court-appointed expert to take over. The lawsuit backs up earlier allegations and adds new details, including two instances in Broward County in which two babies were placed in a single grave. This article goes on. Attorney General Bob Butterworth at a press conference said, "This is not mere economic crime. This is a crime against the human soul and heart. The state's lawsuit supports the claim." That was the end of the quote. "The state's lawsuit supports the claims of a civil lawsuit alleging bodies buried in the wrong place, coffins stacked on top of each other, and occupied plots that were resold. It also affirms the most disturbing accusation that a backhoe was used to open a vault, crack open a vault to make room for another body. Pieces of Hyman Cohen's vault, burial shroud, and remains were scattered in nearby woods in a field of wild hogs, according to the state. The remains, in other words, of Hyman Cohen was eaten by pigs." Now, I'm going to guess that Hyman Cohen was Jewish. I'm going to guess that he might have been, if not Orthodox, certainly conservative. And I'm also going to guess that his wife, over all those years they were married, probably kept a kosher kitchen. And I'm going to guess that Hyman Cohen didn't eat pork. The pork ate him! The pigs ate his remains, thanks to SCI. Now, let's listen here. George Bush. Play that.
"And some very sad duties are being carried out by professionals who gather the dead, treat them with respect, and prepare them for their rest."
And some prepare them to be eaten by wild hogs. Right, George? This son of a bitch tonight with his little speech. Come on, folks. Let's see if the online polls go like the Negroes who were gotten together by Ted Koppel. Oh, yes, yes, we think George Bush is really doing a good job. As long as the hogs don't eat my auntie, who is going to be buried someplace by Service Corporation International subsidiary. What is it? What's the name of this new company? Corpses R Us? Kenyon International. Now you know who set up the funeral gate scandal? Who set up SCI? If you don't know about the SCI, that scandal, after Bush stole the White House in 2000, he put his close crony Joe Alba in charge of FEMA. Right. Alba had been Bush's chief of staff when he was when Bush was Texas governor, and then served as campaign manager in 2000. Right. When Alba was put in charge of FEMA, he was still at the center of a whistleblower lawsuit brought by Liza May, the former executive director of the Texas Funeral Service Commission, and that scandal became known as Funeralgate. Eliza May was head of the Texas Funeral Services Commission when it began receiving complaints about unlicensed embalmers being used by SCI, the world's largest funeral services company, In one case, the mother of a popular newscaster went to lay flowers at her son's mausoleum. She was horrified to find it was infested with gnats, and a malodorous maroon-colored fluid oozed out of her son's script, according to Newsweek magazine. Eliza May launched an investigation of SCI, but instead of receiving praise for defending the interests of Texas citizens, even the dead ones, she was called into the governor's office, that's Bush, where Joe Albaugh, Bush's chief of staff, was waiting with Robert Waltrip, the owner of SCI and major Bush family campaign contributor. These officials tried to pressure Miss May into stopping her investigation, and George W. Bush stepped in to help them. Miss May refused to buckle under and ultimately imposed a $500,000 fine. Soon after, she was fired. It never stops, truth seeker. This is the most corrupt, degenerate. You know, a lot of people said, Mike, how can you call the President of the United States a son of a bitch? I wish I had license to call him. This guy has my respect about as much as Pol Pot did. He's nothing but a two-bit hustling pimp who was born with a silver foot in his mouth and thinks that the world owes him everything. And just like Bill Maher said, time to walk away, George, like you always do. He has no interest in being president of the United States, for Christ's sake. Who wrote this? Donna Sinelli. No one is running the government, she writes. Bush Co., the Bush Company, is so busy figuring out how to make money off the government, how to sell off America piece by piece, how to privatize the next service, milk the next program. He pays zero attention and could give a damn as to who really runs a program like FEMA and how affected they are. As long as oil prices go up, as long as Halliburton gets the cleanup contract, as long as Bechtel gets the rebuilding contract, it works for Bush. Hell, incompetence in government makes him more money in the cleanup and the fallout from the disasters created by his government. Like a con man gigolo who comes along, woos you, and then says, honey, I love you, so give me your bank account for my new business and we'll have a wonderful life together. Bush's con is, America, I'll keep you safe. Just let me have all your money, all your natural resources, all your freedoms, all your rights, all your programs, all your services, and, of course, all your able-bodied young people so I can grow my oil, energy, weapons, defense contract, and anything else I can think of to privatize government. This isn't simply cronyism and incompetence. This is blatant exploitation. It is extortion and profiteering off the misery and deaths of others. It is corruption, abuse, and malfeasance of the worst kind. It is vulgar. It is obscene. And yes, you so-called moral Christian jerks, it is godless! How can 25-30% of America still support this gangster? How do you do it? How do you right-wingers do it? You dumb bastards, how do you do it? Hogs are eating people. Hogs are eating people because the corpses have been thrown out in the gutter by George Bush's cronies. Now, what do you think SCI is going to do in New Orleans, huh? Are they going to take these bloated rat and gnaw it on maggot-infested bodies and give them a decent burial? Ah, please. More hog food. Jesus Christ, I feel like I'm living in somebody's nightmare. Can it get any worse with these people? Can it get any worse? I listened to Tom Hartman substituting for Majority Report tonight, and Tom, some of it. Tom had some little pissant on. Tom is so polite. Tom is so intellectual. He's so well-educated. He really is. And I'm not trying to be an ass. He really is. And he had this right-winger on, and this right-winger was trying to explain to our Tom Hartman why confiscatory tax policies of the United States government help contribute to the disaster in New Orleans, or something like that. And I'm, you know, we're driving into work, and I'm screaming at the radio, Tom, why don't you reach through the throne and cut the bastard's throat? Cut him, Tom! Cut him! Gouge his eyes out! Rip his teeth out with a pair of pliers! But I don't think Tom Hartman would do that.
Take another taste. always gonna be a delicacy. So lick your chops and eat the meat.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The new album from Dar Williams, My Better Self, in stores now. Stereotype magazine writes, Dar Williams may be the best female singer-songwriter in America today, and her latest album demonstrates why.
Every time you love just a little, take one step closer to solving the riddle.
My Better Self includes performances with Soul Live, Marshall Crenshaw, and Patty Larkin, as well as a duet with Andy DeFranco on an incredible version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. See Dar Williams on tour nationally this fall. Visit darwilliams.com for tour dates and music. My Better Self, the new album from Dar Williams. Available at Borders Books and Music.
This radio commercial is not for everybody. In fact, some members of the eye care community consider the following product controversial. But we believe anyone looking to improve their vision has the right to be informed. We're Vision Improvement Technologies, and our doctors believe that we offer an alternative to stronger eyeglass prescriptions, contacts, and laser surgery. However, our powerful method may not be right for you. We want you to make an informed choice, so we'd like to offer you a free video so you can see our approach and come to your own conclusions. Again, it's not right for everyone, and some people in the optometric community consider our powerful approach very controversial. That's why we're offering a video to the public free of charge. If improving your vision without glasses or surgery would make a difference in your life, this controversial free tape could be just what you're looking for. But we can only offer this free tape if you call right now, 1-800-600-6181. 1-800-600-6181. That's 1-800-600-6181.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough. Lumitol AC, appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia, so you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with pH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from thvitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's thvitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out thvitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Good God. All right. Back to Bush. Here, here's the, hey, you soggy little brown people in your nation down here where I am tonight. I don't know where I am, but there's a cathedral behind me, so I must be near Christ. Hey, you soggy little brown people here in your nation, America is with you, and you're a part of the world.
You need to know that our whole nation cares about you. And in the journey ahead, you're not alone.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
To all who carry a burden of loss, I extend the deepest sympathy of our country.
Oh, thanks, George.
To every person who has served and sacrificed in this emergency, I offer the gratitude of our country.
Yeah, can you put the gratitude between two pieces of bread and eat it? No, I don't think so. In the journey ahead, you're not alone. This is not an outward-bound expedition, you half-witted moron. These are people dying. These are Americans who have had their lives ripped into a thousand pieces. What do you mean to all who carry a burden of loss? You carried a burden of loss when you sold off your share of the Texas Rangers, you dumb bastard. This is not a burden of loss. This is a loss of life. You extend the deepest sympathy of our country. Oh, can I smear that between two pieces of pumpernickel and put some food in my belly? Platitudes. Karl Rove. Put him in front of the cathedral. Turn on the lights. Give him a new blue shirt. Roll up his sleeves. Flap his jaw.
Hey, look at all the progress I'm making. Gas pipelines are secure. I toured Chevron today. Looked good.
The work of recovery is moving forward. All major gasoline pipelines are now in operation, preventing the supply disruptions that many feared.
Oh, okay. Your baby is dead. Your auntie is dead. Your wife is dead. Your dog is dead. Your house is gone. But by Christ, the gasoline pipelines are in operation, America.
Only took him 17 minutes to link the hurricane to the terrorists. We are deeply shocked that it took that long.
In a time of terror threats and weapons of mass destruction, the danger to our citizens reaches much wider than a fault line or a floodplain.
Oh!
I consider detailed emergency planning to be a national security priority.
When? When?
And therefore I've ordered the Department of Homeland Security to undertake an immediate review.
Oh, good.
In cooperation with local counterparts.
Oh, good.
Of emergency plans in every major city in America.
Oh, good. Let us know what it is for Atlanta. Okay, dumb bastard? In the meantime, people are dying! A city has been turned over to snakes and corpses, you freak!
I've ordered the Department of Homeland Security to undertake an immediate review. Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm sure the people who have been sent from New Orleans to Utah are real happy to hear that, Bush.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure that family holding itself together in a motel someplace in, West Texas, when they watched your jaw flapping tonight. I'm sure they were real happy. Ted Koppel managed to round up a bunch of Negroes that were happy. Yes, Miss Bush, we love you. We just won't be able to get back out in that field and start chopping some more cotton for you and Haley Baba, that big old fat white man that run Mississippi.
Jesus. I'll take some responsibility here, at least for the solution, but first I got to invoke 9/11 again.
4 years after the frightening experience of September the 11th, Americans have every right to expect a more effective response in a time of emergency. When the federal government fails to meet such an obligation,
yeah,
I, as president, am responsible for the problem.
Oh!
And for the solution.
Yeah!
So I've ordered every cabinet secretary to participate in a comprehensive review
of
the government response to the hurricane.
Oh, well, that'll work. That'll work. All the people stuck in the trailer hovels someplace in eastern North Carolina are just thrilled to hear that tonight, Bush, that you've ordered your cabinet secretary. Who would that be? Would that be Elaine Chao? Is she going to show up? Who else? Norman Mineta? Who else? Who else is going to set up for a comprehensive review? I'll tell you all you need to know. You screwed up! Your entire government sucks! You're freaks! You're destroying the country. You want a comprehensive review? There it is, Bush. Resign! Get out of town! Get out of town! Leave my country alone!
But hey, before I take too much responsibility, it was a bad storm. What did you expect? We actually read the scientific studies and watched the computer simulations that predicted exactly this disaster?
Tonight I propose the creation of a Gulf. The storm involved a massive flood, a major supply and security operation.
Oh, yeah!
And an evacuation order affecting more than 1 million people.
No kidding!
It was not a normal hurricane.
It wasn't?
And the normal disaster relief system was not equal to it.
Oh, is that right? Well, thank you for filling me in, dumb bastard. I haven't been watching CNN and MSNBC and the monsters at Fox for the past 3 weeks. Thank you for filling me in. Tell me about the bloated corpses. Tell me about the snakes. Tell me about the toxic sludge. Tell me about the fact that the disaster in New Orleans dwarfs the Exxon Valdez. Tell me about that, George. Jesus, because I don't know any of this stuff. Thank you, George. Thank you for standing there in your blue shirt. Thank you, George, for talking to me tonight. Amen. Thank you, George. May I put my hand on the television? Thank you, George. Oh, Jesus, I love that cathedral behind you. Thank you, George. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, George. Thank you, Georges. Thank you, G-George. Thank you, Shepherdship. Oh. Don't let the pigs eat me. Please don't let the pigs eat me. Don't let those essay. That's how it needs to go. Chop some old cotton for you.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza. The president promises hurricane relief. Earlier this evening, the president laid out his government's plan to rebuild the Gulf Coast, and according to the president, the rebuilding effort will be one of the largest reconstruction projects the world has ever seen. Bush says the federal government will cover most of the costs. The Mississippi Attorney General to sue insurers unwilling to pay for hurricane damage. The state of Mississippi says residents who were victimized by Hurricane Katrina shouldn't lose out because they didn't have flood insurance. Officials say standard insurance policies have led homeowners to believe they are covered for all hurricane damage, whether from high winds or storm surges. Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood is asking a court to void provisions in the policies that attempt to deny coverage for losses or damage caused by water, whether wind-driven or not. A bipartisan panel will investigate the events surrounding the hurricane. Republicans pushed the measure through on a mostly partisan vote of 224 to 188. The bipartisan panel will have a Republican majority, and Democrats renewed their warnings that they will boycott the committee. Republicans said it is their responsibility to scrutinize the government they run. Democrats have been pushing for an independent commission, much like the one that investigated the September 11th attacks. President Bush approved the closing of 22 major military bases and reconfiguring 33 others, leaving their fate to Congress. The president had until September 23rd to either accept the report from an independent commission and send it to Congress or return it to the commission for further work. The report will become final in 45 days unless Congress acts to reject it in full. In the report submitted to the president last Friday, the commission said its recommendations will result in an annual savings of $4.2 billion. The Guantanamo Bay hunger strike expands. The hunger strike at the U.S. prison for terror suspects has grown to its largest point since detainees began their latest protest more than a month ago. 11 detainees joined the protest overnight, bringing the total to 131. Thus far, 21 of the striking prisoners were hospitalized in stable condition at the prison medical clinic, including 20 who were being tube-fed. The military considers a hunger strike to be a form of suicide and was said that one prisoner was restrained after he resisted having a feeding tube inserted. The government is stockpiling vaccine against a possible future outbreak of bird flu. Officials are buying $100 million worth of a new vaccine that promises to protect against the flu. The contract with a French vaccine maker marks a major scale-up in U.S. preparation for the possibility that the virus could spark an influenza epidemic. 5 million copies of the Iraq draft constitution are ready for printing, then distribution. The United Nations plans to print and distribute those copies of Iraq's draft constitution to Iraqis before October 15th. Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashion, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered greatly because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross online at redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Even the smallest donation can make a difference. So call 1-800-HELP-NOW or click on the Red Cross icon at airamericaradio.com.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBizFix.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBizFix.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBizFix.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Randy Rhodes.
Compassionate conservative? You're not supposed to be conservative with compassion. And disaster planning doesn't mean your planning is a disaster. Somebody has to explain this to him. I don't think he's bright enough. Either that, or he's really stinking smart, and this is all intended to clear out the coastline so that they can have developers in there and turn Louisiana into a red state forever.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Back, 6 and a half past the hour. Let's go back to some more sound clips from this half-witted jerk speech tonight. Oh, and by the way, it's all over the place, the Washington Post, New York Times. Guess who's going to be in charge of the multi-billion dollar reconstruction of the Gulf Coast of the United States? That's right, Karl Rove. Karl Rove, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff and Mr. Bush's chief political advisor, is in charge of the reconstruction effort. Son of a bitch. Can you imagine? Here's a guy, this weasel, this neoconservative fascist, this corporatist thug. Have I got enough adjectives in there? Enough attacks on this piece of human wreckage? He is going to be in charge of doling out how much? They've got 50, 60 billion on the table now. Most people, with the sense God gave a pissant, understand it's going to take probably 250 billion, but we don't have it. You see, maybe China will finance it. Maybe Russia will finance it. Maybe India will finance it. But Bush has given away the house, the barn, the bank, the checking account, and the credit cards. He's maxed everything out. He is destroying America. Do you understand that? Yes, you do. Karl Rove is going to be in charge. Karl Rove of the Reconstruction Project. My God. Sometimes I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I really don't. All right, more tax cuts for the rich. And lo, Davis Bacon revocating wages for the homeless and the desperate.
Tonight I propose the creation of a Gulf Opportunity Zone.
Woo, goody.
Encompassing the region of the disaster in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama.
Okay.
Within this zone, we should provide immediate incentives for job-creating investment.
Ah.
Tax relief for small businesses.
Tax relief! Incentives to companies that create jobs, and we will provide mobile homes and supply them with basic services as close to the construction area as possible so the rebuilding process can go forward as quickly as possible. Or do we have that in another soundbite? Oh, okay. All right, well then, welcome to your new mobile home work camp.
And we'll provide mobile homes and supply them with basic services as close to construction areas as possible so the rebuilding process can go forward as quickly as possible.
Oh, thank you, George. Who's going to live in the mobile homes? And the basic services, what would they be? Toilets? We're going to have toilets? Ah, do they flush? I propose the creation of a Gulf Opportunity Zone. That sounds like something in Iraq. Within this zone, we'll provide immediate incentives for job-creating investment. The first thing out of this bug's mouth,
tax relief. We're going to cut taxes by Christ until we bankrupt the country. Yes, we are. Every time there's a hurricane, a tornado, a car accident on Interstate 40, we're going to offer more tax relief. I got the trifecta. I got political capital. I'm George by God Bush. I used to own the Texas Rangers. And you know what we're looking forward to up here in the Bush crime family? We're just so looking forward to that earthquake that's going to hit San Francisco. Oh, we hope it's going to kill all the queers. But I'll tell you what, we are going to reconstruct San Francisco, only we're going to put it in Utah with the Negroes we sent up there. Here comes the housing lottery. Take a number and take your chances. Maybe you can win a chance to get a mortgage.
So propose that Congress pass an Urban Homesteading Act.
Woo!
Under this approach, we will identify property in the region owned by the federal government.
Woo!
And provide building sites to low-income citizens free of charge through a lottery.
Oh, goody!
In return, they would pledge to build on the lot with either a mortgage or help from a charitable organization like Habitat for Humanity.
Or my good friend Jerry Falwell, or Pat Robertson, or Charles Dobson, or what's that brain-dead freak that runs Coral Ministry Ridge, whatever it is. You know, my Christian friends, the ones that introduced me to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I almost said Jack Daniels. Oh, Lord. I do slip up. But do you like my blue shirt tonight? Notice I have my sleeves rolled up. Carl was back there in the trailer. And right before I strode, you like that word, across the lawn here in front of the cathedral, here in Jackson Square, Carl said, George, stand still, we're going to roll up your sleeves. You know, I'm so used to having my staff do things for me. I had to ask Condi the other day if I could go take a pee, and then I had to bring somebody with me to unzip my pants, and then, well, never mind, and then, where's Jeffy? Where's Jeff Gannon? He used to do that for me. Here comes the housing lottery. What'd he say? I propose that Congress pass an Urban Homesteading Act? God, that sounds so middle 19th century, doesn't it? Huh? Okay, all you folks, line your wagons up here on the state line of Kansas. And when we blow the bugle, y'all just beat the hell out of those horses' butts and see if you can get out there and get your 40 acres and a mule. Now, we promise that to the Negroes. Are we going to give it all to white folks? Urban Homesteading Act? What does that mean? Urban? Let's see. Urban is right-wing code word for Negro. Urban music. Urban landscape. Urban thugs. Urban entrepreneur. Urban. Black. Folk, urban. Homesteading? Urban homesteading. What does that mean? Does that mean you can homestead a little old piece of property down there in the ninth ward or whatever they call it down there, Nall in the ninth parish, the ninth something, hell, I don't know, and put some hogs out there? No, I don't want to talk about hogs anymore tonight. Step up, poor citizens. We need to identify you so we can help you get into a mobile home, work camp, and a segregated school.
As of today, more than 500,000 evacuee families have gotten emergency help to pay for food, clothing, and other essentials. Evacuees who have not yet registered should contact FEMA or the Red Cross. We need to know who you are.
We need. Oh, Jesus. Contact FEMA? For what? That's worked out so well. The Red Cross? George? Hey, dumbass, the Red Cross is sinking! They're going under! We have Red Cross volunteers in Florida referring to the refugees, evacuees, whatever you want to call them, the brown-skinned people, as those people who have been on the dole for generations. Hell, here they are again.
FEMA, huh? 500,000 evacuee families have gotten emergency help to pay for food, clothing, and other essentials. You know, toilet paper and adult diapers and IV tubes and coronary bypasses and blood pressure medicine. What? You can't get FEMA to answer the phone? If you don't get a busy signal, you get a message that says they're overwhelmed with calls and your call will now be disconnected.
What do you say tonight? Call that 877 number. Yeah, we got operators waiting for you. Hell, we've got them in out here in Utah. We got operators in Southern California over there in Orange County. We have a whole bank operators out in Long Island, but most of them are in Mumbai. I still call it Bombay, but you know, to be politically correct, you've got to call it Mumbai. That's in India, you know.
Really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cut some trees and packed his food, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you're listening to and enjoying Air America, you're probably a critical thinker. So you know that there are federal, state, and city laws to protect you from sex discrimination. You probably know that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that the Family and Medical Leave Act affords you some protection for taking time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also may know that in these regressive times of expanding government power and contracting individual liberties, the glass ceiling, pink ghetto, and mommy track are alive and well in corporate America. In the complex and evolving area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side. Think about talking to the women's rights in the workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser. Whether you're working in the mailroom or sitting in the corner office, if you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the women's rights in the workplace advocates. They'll help you stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEMLAWS, that's 866-FEMLAWS, or check them out at www.womensrightsny.com.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Dateline Houston. On Tuesday, Halliburton received a $110 million no-bid government contract to pry the gold fillings from the mouths of diseased or deceased disaster victims in the New Orleans Gulf Coast area. David Lessar, Halliburton's president, said, quote, "We are proud to serve the government in this time of crisis by recovering valuable resources from the wreckage of this deadly storm. The gold we recover from the human rubble of Katrina can be used to make fighter jet electronics, supercomputer chips, inflation-proof A-grade investments, and luxury yachting watches," end quote. Let's go back to the telephone lines here. Carl is calling from Chicago, Southside. Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
I appreciate cynicism, man, but you know, you're going to really get spanked about the pig eating the Jew.
I'm horrified. I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe that they would take the body of a man who spent his life avoiding pork and throw it out where pork will eat him. Jesus, Carl. Carl, that's horrifying. Even Farrakhan couldn't come up with something like that. It's awful. And I know you're laughing, and we're both going to hell because you're laughing, but it's horrible. But that's Bush. That's Bush. And you wonder why I call him the Bush crime family? Oh, my God.
Look, Mike, I just call, man. Like, after 5 years in office, man, this guy finally was able to find the use of the P word.
The P word?
Yeah, poverty.
Poverty.
5 years now.
I know. Oh, God.
5 years now. He finally, I guess, discovered there was, hey, there's poverty in this country.
Carl, I said it earlier. I think I am in somebody else's nightmare, man. I don't belong here. Somebody is having a real bad dream. And I got caught in it, and apparently so did you.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm listening to this stuff, and I'm like, you know, this, I can't believe this. Now, here he is talking about what he's going to do and everything, and I'm thinking, gee whiz, this is the same guy that said that, well, when he first came in, we got to have tax cuts. And you know what? Now, he didn't say this way, but it amounted to, well, those poor working people, hey, you don't get tax cuts. They don't pay taxes.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking, well for us to get these tax cuts, well, let's see what we're going to do. Oh, I know, we'll cut the money for people in poverty and working poor for food assistance.
Sure.
Medical assistance.
Yeah.
Energy assistance.
Amen.
Housing assistance.
Preach, brother.
Hey, you know, we just shrink those budgets.
Yeah, we sure.
Now we got this grand plan now that, well, I know my Republican colleagues in the Congress, they're not going to raise no taxes. Well, we'll borrow money and we'll have offsets. Well, where are we going to get these offsets? I got an idea. Let's cut money from our food assistance, energy assistance, all this stuff for these poor people to help those poor people in Louisiana.
There you go.
And you know what? I was watching earlier today, and they had the audacity. Who was it? Baby Kennedy. But those Democrats, they out there using the race card. Somehow they think they were, the Democrats had something to do with 70-something percent of black people, thinking that, color has something to do with the response.
slowly
but surely, I guess the curtain is being pulled back on the wizard. Okay?
Well, I hope so. You can criticize and try to go after a tyrant, but you know what really brings down the tyrant? When he becomes such a damn fool that no matter what he does, all you can sit back and do is laugh.
Well, I'm watching these other things, while he was doing this afterwards, they got Rita Cosby down there with people down on the ground saying, what he was saying didn't make no sense.
Right. I saw that on MSNBC, right.
Hey, all these contracts, they out of state. Hey, we don't want money coming down here to go out the state.
Right. And can you believe that Karl Rove is going to be in charge of the reconstruction?
I heard that one, but I don't know how.
Washington Post, New York Times, Karl Rove.
I don't know how they're going to do that one, Mike. But, I hope people start to realize this, that, his policies don't work. I'm seeing these people in Mississippi getting all upset about, insurance said that they can't pay because it was flood damage. What? You get water with a hurricane, don't you? But, that wasn't the hurricane, that was the water.
Yeah,
You know the insurance lobby, they buddies.
Well, of course.
And like I say, I hate to say it, Mike, but it's a hard lesson, I guess, for a lot of Americans going to have to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to have to really get hurt bad before we realize we've been getting screwed.
That's usually true, but I don't know how much hurt we can take, how much more hurt. Carl, I got to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
Okay, Mike.
Take it easy.
I want to be a lover, baby. Young girls are lovers. I'm here to tell you now. That I'm bad as a bone. Bad as a bone.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Cindy Sheehan. My life was devastated on April 4th, 2004, when my son Casey was killed in Iraq. I blame George Bush for sending our brave soldiers to die in a war based on lies. Please join me and other military families in a massive rally on September 24th in Washington, D.C. to say, support our troops. Bring them home now.
Events organized by United for Peace and Justice. For details, see CodePinkAlert.org.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard. It's Nature Made.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
A lot of special fond memories.
The boys really love the tree house, and we're hoping that the new family will too.
Well, when we decided to sell our house, the first thing we did was call a realtor.
It was a great relief to have someone that knew what they were doing.
But when I see the realtor R, I feel confident.
Selling a home takes experience, commitment, and a lot of know-how. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
We're experts in a lot of things, but selling the house isn't one of them.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found successful relationships on Match.com. Get started today for free. Visit Match.com for full details.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is what you have to do, Steve. This is how you do it. This is Steve Earle, and the revolution starts now here on Air America Radio. See, you got to hit now.
Oh, I see now. That's it. Okay. All right.
Take it from me. I'm a pro. I've been on the radio now a good 4 months. This is how you do it.
All right, cool. Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening. The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio. Yeah. Okay,
that's
all right,
good.
All right.
That's
okay.
Good.
The revolution starts now.
Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that will be that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
Was that about Iraq or about the U.S. Gulf Coast? You know, that foreign country down there near Biloxi. There's one more soundbite of Bush. He says, matter of fact, this is one of my favorites. I'm a problem solver. We're going to solve this hurricane. and all future storms, best way I know how, with a huge military occupation here in your country. Forget food and water and evacuation plans and bloated corpses and pigs. I'm going to delegate. Send in the troops!
The system at every level of government was not well coordinated and was overwhelmed in the first few days. It is now clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal authority and a broader role for the armed forces. The institution of our government most capable of massive logistical operations on a moment's notice.
Yeah, it's not me. I'm just the figurehead president. It's not Cheney. That some bitch is almost dead anyway. Ain't y'all heard? He's being eat up by little viruses and bugs running around inside him. Came in through that pacemaker. You notice how he's bloated? What do you think that's from? Eating pork? No. We can't do it, so we'll bring in the military. Yeah, we'll bring in Rumsfeld. He's been waiting for something like this. Trust me, this will give him a chance to try those World War IX robots that he's got in mind. By the way, they're still confiscating weapons from American citizens in New Orleans to all you right-wing pig eaters. Huh? What about it? They're down there. Where's Wayne the Peter? Where's Wayne LaPierre? Hey, Wayne! Where's Tarleton Heston? Somebody ought to go out to his house in L.A. and shove a sharp stick in his cheek and say, Tarleton, you're going to have to come out here and talk about that until my cold fingers are pried loose from this here gun thing that you did. What? Tarleton can't hear me anymore? Oh, he can hear me, he just doesn't understand? Oh, boy, is that a shame. Well, let's get Wayne the Peter out here and Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent, you know he's a bow hunter. You know what that, no, it doesn't mean he hunts bows. It means he goes after big game with his bow and arrow. He does. Let's get Ted Nugent and Wayne the Peter out here talking about the gun grab that's going on down in New Orleans. Law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing more than trying to defend themselves against occupying forces. People who are showing up in tanks saying that they are now the law. But Blackwater USA, they're not having their guns confiscated. No. Because they work for the Bush crime family over in Iraq and Afghanistan, killing those nasty Sunnis, and in Afghanistan, trying to kill those nasty Taliban. You know, extrajudicial killings, extra-legal killings. You know, if it's a private contractor who does the murdering, a crime hasn't really been committed as far as the United States military is concerned, right? Hell, we don't have any control over Blackwater USA. Yay, 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 yay. Let's go back to the phone calls. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Well, of course we need a little bit more of the military there. You know, there wasn't enough to shoot the Negroes, was there?
No, there wasn't, and I'll tell you what, Bush is once again walking right up to the line, stepping over it, and then looking back at the United States of America with that smirk on his face. Posse comitatus doesn't exist anymore. This son of a bitch once again has hit a trifecta. How about that?
Yeah, history of racial discrimination, you know, and poverty, yeah. Cut the Davis-Bacon Act, you know, that'll help those people. You know, I watched the whole speech tonight, and had the usual reaction, you know, the TV almost flew out the window again. And,
I know what you mean.
You know, a few expletives.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, I'm at a loss because I can't really figure out what to do anymore with people. Because on the right side, you know, we've got Congress people in there, okay, now they've created this bipartisan commission, okay, that they pushed through. The majority of the people on the commission are going to be Republicans, so you can see how fair and balanced that'll be, that little investigation they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, in the It was in the House International Relations Committee. There were three pieces of legislation they were trying to put in to get the White House to turn over documents related to the Downing Street memos. That didn't pass there. They voted across the party lines, and they didn't pass it. So for this guy to say he's going to have an investigation, if there's going to be a congressional investigation, are they going to investigate themselves? You know, how much truth do you think we're going to get out of that investigation? Not much, I didn't think.
Well, as much as we got out of the 911 Commission investigation.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, we haven't learned about that yet, have we? We're still stupid. And you know, to the guy that called from L.A., at the start of the show about the problem with the talk guy on there, you know. A lot of these people that do radio, I found, you know, don't do show prep some of the time, or they're just plain stupid. And it's just like people on our side are stupid, too, and I run into it every day. I mean, this week alone, I got like 10 emails, scathing emails from liberals, okay, telling me that I'm crazy, I'm nuts, I'm a conspiracy theorist, you know, because I've been looking all week and researching the story about the claims of people hearing explosions by the levee, the Army Corps of Engineers finding residue of explosives on the levee.
You know, I've been reading that stuff that's going around the internet. I don't know what to think about it. I wish somebody who has more time than I do would thoroughly check it out.
Well, the thing is that, you know, people have checked it out. Infowars.com has a thread on there about it. A lot of people and a lot of independent bloggers check it out. But what's really pissed me off is the fact that, you know, every time we dig below the surface or a story comes up like this, and you don't do it on your program, you're very good about pulling out stories about, like, pigs eating Jews and stuff like that. I still can't get over that either.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it doesn't surprise me with these people.
It's so typical.
They're good about pulling out stories, you know, that we don't hear about every day. But then when you got the talkers on the radio and other people that are talking about how stupid he is on a daily basis, or whether the, like here in California, they're talking about whether God should be in the Pledge of Allegiance, all that crap, and there's so many stories out there that need to be talking.
I know.
About, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
I hear you. I hear you.
It's crazy, but these people make me absolutely sick, as usual. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to tell you, last night when my phone died,
yeah,
and didn't get on with you, I wanted to correct you. It's not Hurricane Katrina. Remember from the thing you did Monday, it's Hurricane Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, that's right. My bad. I realized that when the program was over and Kathy and I were driving home. She said, you know, you screwed up tonight, honey. It's Hurricane Thumbelina. She said the same thing. All right, Philip, thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for checking in. Channel 4 in New Orleans, WWL-TV, at their website, has an article from the Dallas Morning News. Hurricane Katrina is rapidly becoming the worst environmental calamity in U.S. history, with oil spills rivaling the Exxon Valdez, hundreds of toxic sites still uncontrolled, and waterborne poisons soaking 160,000 homes. Jesus. New Orleans flooded neighborhoods, it says, are awash with dangerous levels of bacteria and lead, and with lower but still potentially harmful amounts of mercury, pesticides, and other chemicals. Much will wind up in the soil as the water drains, or in Lake Pontchartrain, hammering its already battered ecosystem. The total does not count the gasoline from gas stations and the more than 300,000 flooded cars, which was likely to add another 1 to 2 million gallons, nor does it count the oil from hundreds of smaller or undiscovered spills. Altogether, 396 calls had come into the Coast Guard's National Oil Spill Hotline by Wednesday afternoon, yesterday. The magnitude, it says here, of the oil spills came into focus with word that laboratories trying to test sediment from newly drained areas were having a problem. There was still so much petroleum in the dirt, they couldn't test for anything else. The Exxon Valdez became the benchmark for U.S. oil spills by leaking North Slope crude into Alaska's cold isolation. This time, the danger includes untreated sewage, cancer-causing compounds, nameless black gunk from rail yards, chemicals used to kill plants or insects, substances that are poisonous even in the tiniest amounts, and decomposing human remains. Ah. The EPA has also visited four Superfund toxic waste sites near New Orleans looking for obvious damage, but hasn't tested yet to see what happened there. Oh, my God. And what did Bush and his collection of incompetent pissants, what did they have to say when this thing was developing?
Well, we didn't know people were in the Civic Center. Well, we didn't know. We thought it dodged a bullet. We had moments of relaxation. We were playing guitars and eating cake. What? You mean it's a horrifying, toxic mess?
How much is it all worth? Getting harder. Do you understand it? Things are tough all over on
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take nature-made vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider nature-made vitamin E. Look for nature-made vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with nature-made.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough. Lumitol AC. Appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia. So you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from THVitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's THVitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out THVitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
A lot of people said we dodged a bullet. When that storm came through at first, people said, whew, there's a sense of relaxation. And that's
damn, I must have missed that part. Ah, how about you, Truth Seeker? Can you think of any time from August 30th up till today where you went, whew, boy, we sure did dodge the bullet on that one. I'm so relaxed. I've been sitting here watching CNN with all the bloated corpses and the screaming babies and the poor old people and the folks dying left and right, but by God, I'm relaxed. How can a president of the United States, I don't care if he's elected, appointed, or drops in from Mars, how can someone in that position be so disconnected from the reality that's occurring in his own country? How can that happen unless the son of a bitch is totally insane? Totally drunk, insane, drug-using freak. How? You tell me. Come on, one of you right-wing, brain-dead, knuckle-draggers, send an email in here. Tell me how this man can say there were moments of relaxation. Well, maybe he was dipping into Pickle's secret stash of Lucky Strikes in Valium. Maybe that's why he was so relaxed. Well, they find out that Pickles has smoked herself into lung cancer. Boy, that's going to be interesting, isn't it, huh? Well, fellow Americans, I have some bad news. The price of oil has gone down. Oh, yeah, and my wife has cancer. All right, let's go back to some phone calls here. How about Chris is calling from Connecticut. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I heard you were talking about what you saw in Ted Koppel.
I haven't seen it. I've gotten three or four emails about it. What's up with that?
Well, I didn't catch it on ABC. I caught it on NBC, and I don't know, but on NBC, that would they cut to some displaced people, and they were all white.
Well, that's not what has been sent my way. What has been sent my way is the fact that Koppel, and not on the Nightline program, because at the time I think Koppel was just being used for one of these town hall fiascos that he likes to pretend where he's got real honest opinion and everybody's voicing that opinion, but I had three or four emails from people saying that Ted Koppel had a bunch of African Americans together who were saying what a wonderful man George Bush was, and it's all the mayor of New Orleans' fault. Now, when I hear something like that, I just that's when I fall into my white slave master routine and talk about, yeah, we're Negroes, we're happy to be here chopping cotton for massa.
Well, what we saw was on NBC, we saw a little picture-in-picture inset box, you know, so they would be, it was during the speech, and they just showed people in Mississippi in some kind of group gathering sitting around looking at Bush on TV giving the speech, and they were probably about, I don't know, 30, 40 people, it would seem.
Yeah.
And all of them, absolutely not one black face in that crowd.
Well, were they all happy about what they were hearing?
No, they all looked very serious.
Yeah.
They
support our dear beloved, a Christian-inspired president, I'm
sure. There were no words because Bush was still speaking at the time. It was just remarkable that all these faces and none of them were black. Every single one was white. We didn't know exactly what it meant.
Hmm. Well, I just, whenever I see something like what happened tonight, Just another manipulative press availability put together by Karl Rove and acquiesced to, if that's the proper grammar, by the major networks. Again, it reinforces the question I have of where in the hell am I?
Well, I don't know, but I think after the rebuilding, I think there'll be all kinds of audio animatronic people on the streets of New Orleans. There'll be a little robot bluesman and like an animated Louis Armstrong kind of thing, and it's going to be some sort of Disneyland experience.
That's true. I wonder what they're going to do with those strip clubs down there. I remember I took three of my children down to New Orleans one time about 15 years ago for Mardi Gras. My daughters were in their early 20s, and my son Chris was like 12, and we got on the train and went to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, and my girlfriend at the time had her brother live down there, so we had a place to stay. So we're all down there kind of hanging out. We're walking through French Quarter, and my 12-year-old at the time son, Chris, looks in through an open door in one of those, I guess I can't say the T word on the air. Can I, Kathy? Can I say, you know, breasts? Show us your boobs or whatever. But Chris looked through the open door, one of those bars where people dance topless down here. And, you know, he's 12 years old. He's with his dad and two of his sisters. So, you know, he had to try to be real cool and pretend like he wasn't like, oh, my God, look. He was one of, now, what do you think they're going to have animatronic strippers down there, too?
If they do, they're going to have to resort to that old Lenny Bruce routine about tatas and nay-nays to promote it.
Tatas and nay-nays, yeah. Oh, well. Well, listen, thanks for checking
in.
Take care,
Mike.
I appreciate it, Chris. You have a nice evening. Let me see him. David. All right, never mind. We'll come back and pick up Dave in Chicago right after the break and try to get the rest of your calls in, too. Is it time to break? Is that the music? Okay, let's break. Stay with us, though, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to Rove and says, Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Hurricane Katrina's claimed hundreds of lives and millions of Americans have suffered a lot because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or on the web at redcross.org. Your donation can help save lives right now. 1-800-HELP-NOW, or click on the Red Cross icon on our homepage at airamericaradio.com.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush said the country will do what it takes to help rebuild the Gulf Coast. Speaking to the nation last night, Bush said the USA will help citizens rebuild their communities and their lives. The president promised federal funds will cover the majority of costs associated with rebuilding the region, and that all Americans are needed in this common effort. Speaking from the French Quarter, the president said he accepts responsibility for the problems and the task of fixing them.
4 years after the frightening experience of September the 11th, Americans have every right to expect a more effective response in a time of emergency. When the federal government fails to meet such an obligation, I, as president, am responsible for the problem and for the solution.
And Bush recounted stories of how people helped in the storm. He praised the staff at one New Orleans hospital.
At Tulane Hospital for Children, doctors and nurses did not eat for days so patients could have food, and eventually carried the patients on their backs up 8 flights of stairs to helicopters.
Bush vowed to rebuild the Gulf Coast, saying, quote, "We will stay as long as it takes." Ophelia has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but not before dumping more than 17 inches of rain on parts of North Carolina. Tropical storm Ophelia has winds of about 70 miles an hour and will likely get weaker over the next 24 hours. U.S. Supreme Court Justice nominee John Roberts says he is not an ideologue. Roberts made that comment as he wrapped up 3 days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Terry Moore reports.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein tried to get Roberts to reveal a little more of himself than he has in hearings this week.
What kind of a justice would you be, John Roberts?
If you've looked at what I've done.
He will vote next Thursday to recommend confirmation of Roberts to the full Senate, and the full Senate is expected to confirm him the week of September 26. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
A U.S. Coast Guard cutter is at the most northern tip of the Earth. Its scientific mission has brought the crew all the way to the North Pole.
We're completely surrounded by ice. At this stage of the year, there's almost no open water.
Captain Daniel Oliver, on board the Healy, says the 420-foot polar icebreaker reached the North Pole on Monday as part of a joint international scientific endeavor. Crew members and researchers are mapping changes on the ocean floor, taking ground samples to study weather changes, and they're also looking at global warming. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Ha ha, free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
I do not feel that there is elected official political leadership in this country for the anti-war movement. I feel like we've got an anti-war movement that's got a figurehead in Cindy Sheehan. It's got momentum. They've got moral righteousness. They've got the whole country paying attention to them, and they have no help from the supposed opposition. I don't know why the Democrats aren't standing up right now and making the war the issue.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. The Reuters news agency report, of course, this is yesterday. It's been all over. House Republicans said on Wednesday they were still committed to extending tax cuts signed by Bush 2 years ago.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.
Carpet chewing. Not the Democrats, not the real Democrats, not the liberals. Crazy.
Really?
Now, not the Democrats, not the real Democrats, not the liberals. Of having sex with your cousin or your sister and produce an offspring. And that's one of the results. I got to leave there. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks
for checking in, pal. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.
The nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't realize George W. Bush would become a
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Well, this is what our caller was talking about. This is from USA Today. A U.S. inquiry into alleged abuse at Guantanamo uncovered a climate of deep distrust between military police and interrogators. The interrogators were accused during the probe of giving terror suspects personal information about their guards. The MP's suspected interrogators gave their names and social security numbers to prisoners in exchange for intelligence. Jesus Christ. It's just unbelievable. The interrogators are who? I don't see in the article here. Who are the interrogators? Private people? One thing you probably won't hear about Guantanamo. Last Saturday, I participated, moderated, and I mentioned this, I think, I didn't really get into it, ACLU Georgia annual meeting, and we had four speakers, all of whom had represented prisoners in Guantanamo, three of whom had been down there. And there is a hunger strike. They told the group of people, the ACLU members, that this hunger strike is serious. Now, yesterday, the BBC is reporting on it. Dozens of detainees, it says, have joined a hunger strike Guantanamo prison camp, bringing the number refusing food to 128. Now, my sources, I didn't mean to make it sound like that. The ACLU people and Amnesty said it's the number is higher than 128. That's the number being reported by U.S. officials. 18 prisoners have been hospitalized, including 13 who are being tube-fed. Lawyers for the detainees say they are demanding release or immediate trial. According to the ACLU people that I was in contact with last Saturday, a number of these prisoners have said they're going to die. And they referenced who was the... was it Bobby Sands, the IRA prisoner, who was detained by the British and went on a hunger strike until he died? They are using him as an example. And so there's more murder and death and destruction at the hands of George W. Bush. Now, these are people who have not been charged with anything. These are over 500 people who are being held, if you believe that figure, nobody knows, because these filthy Nazis that run the United States of America now refuse to release the names or numbers of the people who are being held. This is just like Hitler when they would round up Jews. Exactly the same thing. Exactly. There is no difference. The only difference is in the numbers. No, don't email me and tell me I'm trivializing the Holocaust. Don't even waste your time. This is how it began. The Holocaust did not become the Holocaust until Hitler realized he could get away with this and the people wouldn't respond, wouldn't say anything. Matter of fact, we'd encourage, just like in the United States, we encourage the Bush crime family to make these sweeps and bring these, quote, terrorists, end quote, to Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib or Bagram or Diego Garcia or Syria or Iraq or wherever. So we have scores of prisoners now who have had enough. They have been held for 3 years, 3.5 years. No charges. Nothing. Constant, steady torture. Hi, America. Hey, rest of the world. We are torturers. We hold people for years. We do what Hitler did. We do what Stalin did. We're not like Pol Pot yet. All Pol Pot did was scoop people up and murder them. Before we are going to kill them, we will do like O'Brien did. We will tell them, listen, we have to make you sane. Then we'll kill you.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.
Visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dang, never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
Spend every day gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.
God! I mean, and I love what you had called him. You said something about he's like a two-timing pimp born with a silver foot in his mouth. I mean, the only thing that was befitting with him tonight was the color shirt that he had on. Baby blue for a big baby. I mean, who would thought in their wildest dreams, Mike, that in George W. Bush we would have a combination of Satan, Hitler, and I'm sure you remember J.R. Ewing from Dallas?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God help us all. I mean,
well, Michael,
I don't know what else to say.
I don't either. Michael, hang in there, please.
I'll try. You do the same.
All right, so
I was laughing my butt off for stuff you were saying, man. You changed my anger to somewhat happiness, man. You're the man.
Thanks, Michael. You take care. Ron in Washington emails and Mike, please, I need you to tell me, what do we do now? Please, before the end of the show, tell me what I can do. Ron, I don't have a clue. You know, I've said before, maybe I need to say it again. This program has no intention or ability to provide answers to anything. We don't present ourselves that way. And I'm not using the editorial we. I mean, Kathy and I, when we put these programs together, they are not designed in any way to say, here's the answer to the problem. We don't know. We don't have a clue. It used to be, the answer to that question would be, well, go register to vote and take six people with you and throw the bastards out, no matter who the bastards were, right? You remember those days, don't you, Ron? I don't know. We do not have answers. When everything is controlled by one party, you have a de facto, if not, a dictatorship. And if not dictatorship, a totalitarian form of government. The Democrats are still trying in Congress to get information about the Valerie Plame case. Remember the Valerie Plame case? When you have the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive branch all maintained by fanatics from the Republican Party, then, that's totalitarianism, dictatorship, fascism, corporatism. Pick a word. It is not representative government, and it is not democracy. So, Ron, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have answers. Don't have a single answer. The only answer I have is if you ask me at what point I'll have a beer tonight, I'll be able to tell you within 10 minutes, one way or the other. That's the answers we have. We don't have any answers. I'm sorry. Limbaugh has answers. Hannity has answers.
the rest of the right-wing pissants that brutally beat this country into submission, they have answers. But I don't. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. First of all, I don't have magic answers about what to do about Bush, because impeaching him is virtually impossible at this point. But let me, first of all, say the Bush administration policies, as we all know, have been a miserable failure of nothing but death and destruction, from Iraq and the Persian Gulf region of the Middle East to New Orleans and the flooded Gulf states right here in the United States of America. And, you know, there's nothing he really said tonight to reassure me. I mean, first of all, he starts out by saying, and I have a lot of answers for him and a lot of issues to take with what he said. He starts off in the speech by saying, first of all, millions of lives were destroyed by a cruel and wasteful storm. Well, I take issue with that. Was it really the storm that killed so many people, or was it the Bush administration policies? Obviously, I think that many lives were destroyed by a cruel and wasteful Bush administration.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Bush has spent almost $300 billion in Iraq, but at the same time, he has cruelly cut the federal spending. Excuse me, I don't know why I mispronounced that. What he's done, at the same time we're spending all this money in Iraq, Bush has cut the federal spending for these levees and these levee-related projects like the Lake Pontchartrain project that involved shoring up and building up and improving the levee at this lake. And of course, the levee at this lake is the main one that's responsible, of course, as we all know, for flooding New Orleans, this levee at Lake Pontchartrain. And so Bush cut about 44% of the funds for that levee project, and then...
Yeah, but it's the mayor's fault. It's the mayor's fault.
And where was the mayor going to come up with money? Was he supposed to increase taxes? Then all the right-wingers would have been criticizing the mayor.
Hey, Jerry, you're wandering off the plantation, dude. It's the mayor's fault.
The mayor's fault. And it was the mayor's fault for this cruel FEMA that just said no every time they had an opportunity to say yes. Now, we all heard Mr. Prasad, who is the president of, he was on...
Yeah, he was the one that broke down on camera.
Yeah,
right.
He was on Meet the Press. Well, they play that part. And what they often, when I was telling somebody over the phone the other day, what they often don't play is the part before that, where he mentioned how FEMA just said no to Walmart. Now, mind you, Walmart is not one of my favorite companies to begin with. I feel about the same way about them as you do, many other progressives do. But here in this particular instance, they try to do the right thing and provide truckfuls of water for the residents of New Orleans. FEMA just said no to them. And then there was Navy ships in the Gulf of Mexico. They wanted to help. FEMA just said no to them. And then FEMA cut the communications lines. And one of the police offices, I think the police chief himself, had to fix the lines and then post police officers, waste police resources, guarding the communication lines to make sure FEMA did not cut them again. I mean, FEMA was more of a hindrance, and not just in Gulfport, Mississippi as well. They were more of a hindrance than they were of a help. And is that the fault of the mayor?
But, well, you know, we talked about this in depth, Jerry, and as far as I'm concerned, every single thing that happened was deliberate. It was done with planning. They planned to let people suffer. They planned to let people die. I do not for a second buy that it was incompetency, although this administration defines incompetency. But this was an example, I think, of, you know, a lot of people are saying the same thing about 9-1-1 and about the war in Iraq. But as far as what happened in on the Mississippi Gulf, well, in New Orleans, actually, the Mississippi Gulf Coast was slammed by a hurricane. New Orleans was slammed by the flooding from Lake Pontchartrain. This was deliberate. It was race-based. It was an experiment. It was an attempt at what we would normally call genocide. These sons of bitches did this deliberately, and they'll never be held accountable because this is Bush's America.
Well, because for the thing they do, Bush tries to spread the blame around. He did it again tonight. He says the system at every level of government was not well coordinated and was overwhelmed. Again,
my goodness.
I mean, again, he's trying to blame the mayor without mentioning him. He's trying to blame the governor. I mean, look, in the first place, these levee projects, since the late 1800s to early 1900s, were funded by a combination of federal and state funds, and there's no evidence that the governor cut the state funds for the levee projects, but right. there's a lot of evidence that Bush cut them, cut the funding for these levee projects. And Bush doesn't really like to take full blame and responsibility for anything. He likes to spread the blame around. I'm surprised he didn't blame me and you and all the liberals.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't lay it off on Muhammad Atta.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to leave it there, Jerry. Thanks a lot, pal.
Okay, thank
I appreciate you.
You
checking in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859. Offer not available in Nevada.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term Life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
94 the hour.
Won't you take me away?
Thanks to Colin Tipton and Justin Yuen in New York, who engineered the program. Also in New York, David Tzikas, our associate producer. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota. Ben in Illinois. Mark in New York and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks for your work. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You know, in how he said that, you know, apparently it's the hurricane storm, hurricane's fault.
Yeah.
Well, who makes hurricanes? It would be God. Therefore, apparently he's brain gaming God.
Maybe it's just convection currents.
Yeah, but I have a line from, four lines from Ogden Nash.
Okay.
Which I think the whole world can use in terms of his saying there and saying, I sigh.
Okay, let's hear it.
But I myself would rather have a rude word from someone who has done me no harm than a graceful letter from the King of England saying he's sorry he broke my arm. Because you consider this fact, we give all this money supposedly for services. That's what taxes are for.
Yeah.
But we're getting nothing. I mean, New Orleans is supposedly he's promised all this money, actually to Halliburton. He made the same promise to New York. We got but a fraction of it.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder how many people really caught that, Charles, that the same promises were made to New York and never delivered on, right?
Yeah, he cut our police, he cut our fire department, he cut our EMS, and it seems to me that apparently now we do not pay taxes, we pay tribute. Love me or I'll kill you.
Oh, I think you're right.
And didn't that go out with Caesar?
Well,
those of feudal lords, at least.
That's what I was taught in history. But this is the age of Bush. This is the age of Bush. Bush is a giggling murderer. He has no respect for the United States or the people of this country whatsoever. So I guess we can expect the same sort of thing that tyrants have delivered down through history, regardless of what country they were terrifying or tyrannizing, whatever the hell the word is.
It was too many words for him to say, but his minions at Camp Casey said, you know, his slogan, we don't care. That's
yeah.
Why he said, doesn't he know? I said, yeah, he knows. He just doesn't care.
Well, that's the Republican mindset. That's the fake Christian mindset. We don't care. They don't. There's only one thing they care about, and that's their own well-padded asses and whatever it takes to keep their asses well-padded. These are the most anti-human, anti-spiritual people this country has ever vomited up.
Yeah, because it dawned on me as I'm finding out that the Rove is going to oversee everything. And he's in control of everything, Rove. And it dawned on me, he knows that report is going to come out with him committing treason. So why not set up George? Because, you know, unlike the Gottis or the Sopranos, there's no honor amongst these thieves.
That's...
Set up George to look like the buffoon that he is. And that'll take the spotlight off of Carl, who knows that he'll have to leave that office. So he'll just have money funneling to him by helping Halliburton steal money from the people in Louisiana and Mississippi who have essentially been told by FEMA, we can only be in one place at one time, tread sewage.
Yeah, you got to work with the hurricane that you got as opposed to the hurricane that you would have liked to have had, right?
Exactly, but you know, it's clearly God's fault.
Well, if you're
what would they do if, you know, when they die and they go up to heaven and they discover that God is a disabled, poor, black lesbian?
A sharp intake of breath. Hey, I got to leave it there, Charles. Thank you very much for putting a cap on the program tonight. I appreciate what you said. You have a nice evening, okay? Okay. I guess we already iced him. Thanks to everyone for participating tonight, even you little twerpy right-wingers who lurk around the program. Keep coming back. You know, eventually some of this might rub off on you and you'll get sane again, although I doubt it. For the normal people, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back. Take care. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing.